And for more on how the Kavanaugh story is playing out online, our weekly social media roundup now with Femi Okey. She is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Lisa. So, I have some breaking news for you. Do you mind if I do it right now?
Please do.
I'm always looking to see what is trending. The worldwide trend for right now is hashtag why I didn't report. The reason that is trending is in reaction to President Trump saying on Twitter, I have no doubt that if the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed. Go and have a look at why I didn't report. So that's just in just now, Lisa.
I don't know if you have any in front of you there, but can you give us some of the what people are saying with the hashtag?
Yeah, this is Katie Mazaris, and she says, I got two consecutive restraining orders against a professor. I'm going to leave out some details here. The first of which, he forced an evidentiary hearing with his own character witness and full cross-examination of me on the stand. He wasn't disciplined at all. I was 21. He was 34. Why do that ever again? Hashtag why I didn't report.
Thank you for telling us about that. We are hearing a lot of supportive messages and seeing them on social media, supportive to Christine Blasey Ford. And one of them that has been widely shared is part of a video featuring well-known actresses. Let's listen now.
You are a survivor.
A survivor.
A survivor.
And millions of us have your back.
You and your testimony are credible.
You and your testimony are credible.
You and your testimony are credible.
We believe you.
We believe you.
We believe you.
Among the actresses there are Julianne Moore, America Ferrara, and Marissa Tomei. Who's behind the video, Femi?
It's a collective work, action, video, a letter that's read out by women who've been impacted by sexual harassment. Some of them are very well known, as you mentioned. Some are big actors and actresses. They're people who support the Me Too and Time's Up movement. You will find this letter being read, the same letter being read by all of these women on Facebook and Twitter. How it ends, we believe you, signed your sisters. And why this is important for people who are following this movement is because so many women, when they do come forward, people don't believe them. People make their situation even worse by saying, well, what were you wearing? What did you do? You must have been involved in some way. So this letter on social is saying, we have your back, we believe you. And also encouraging other women not to be scared, because what happens to Dr. Professor Ford, maybe that might happen to them too.
Femi, are you seeing anything trending on the other side? I mean, is there kind of an equal pushback on the side that believes Brett Kavanaugh that this didn't happen?
Have a look out for the hashtag Kavanaugh Accuser, and there you will see people who doubt it, people who are very supportive of Judge Kavanaugh, people also pointing out that the Kavanaugh family say they've also had threats and they are also worried for their own safety as well. It's a very contentious debate playing out online as well as offline.
Another big story we're tracking this week is the aftermath of Hurricane Florence. And we've noticed a lot of videos that are being shared on social media of specifically pets that were rescued. We're going to hear one of the videos right now. This is in Leland, North Carolina, where several dogs were finally let loose by rescuers. The dogs were in a cage enclosure in a yard that was flooding at least a couple feet high. The owner had apparently left the dogs locked there, and they were eager to get the heck out.
Come on, puppy. It's okay. Come on. Come on. Go over here. Come on. Nice puppy. Come on.
How are you seeing social media handling this kind of aspect of Hurricane Florence?
Facebook is doing a really good job of this. They have the communities. These are communities that Mark Zuckerberg was talking about in recent times, about how Facebook is a community. There are so many groups that are to do with animal rescue that they are doing overtime right now. For instance, Sarah Shaw says, urgent, we need your help to rescue North and South Carolina pets out of harm's way. Hashtag Hurricane Florence 2018. And then if you go into these groups, you find some hyper-local stories. There's one lady, for instance, and Gail Thomas posts this on Facebook, in the southeastern USA Animal Rescue Relief. She stayed behind. She faced the hurricane because she has chickens and she didn't want her chickens to be left alone and drown. And now she's asking for help. Her phone number is out there. Her address is out there. And that community of pet rescue people are trying to get to her to save her chickens because the sheriff says the floodwater is still coming. You need to get out.
Femi, thank you for keeping track of all that for us.
You're welcome.
Femi Okey, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English.